Building new end-use markets takes time but pays back dividends to farmers in the form of long-term demand for U.S. soy. That's one of the reasons Walton, Indiana farmer Kevin Wilson grows high oleic soybeans.
I think it's important then to see what new markets and new uses, how they affect things. So enters an oil that's very competitive against canola and sunflower and some of those others, in fact, we're better at. The benefits, we've got more and more markets for our oils. As we do that, we see positive benefits that high oleic brings to us.
Kevin, should other farmers think about adding high oleic soybeans to their crop mix?
I think you need to really take a good look at it. Performance, ease of growing, to me, there's just not really any difference. And it's been a good thing for us, and I certainly would recommend anybody that's thinking about it to take a look at it.
Indiana farmer Kevin Wilson for United Soybean Board. More at unitedsoybean.org.